This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday to you. You made it to another day. Glad to be hanging out with you. Appreciate all of the love and all of the ears. All of the voices, everybody who's going to eventually call up. A big shout out to producer Billy, a big shout out to super producer Stu, helping to put this show together and make sure that everything runs to the T. Okay, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, it's real simple. Rocket can. We got plenty to talk about. There is, some baseball news. We got Zion Williamson. Unfortunately, pitchers are getting hurt. Alex Smith is in the news. Yesterday, word came down that The Rock bought the XFL, so we will be chatting it up about that. Gary Patterson in a little bit of hot water and some of the comments he had to say, things he said to his players, even though he apologized. Ben Roethlisberger. He has a desire, even though he's getting long in a tooth. Man, Pete Carroll has some thoughts on bringing in a new wide receiver. It might be Antonio Brown. It might be Josh Gordon. And then also, this is pretty much where I want to start off the show, especially with the NBA bubble actually being a success. We got to spend some time talking about LeBron James and some of the comments that he's made. So listen, we got a full show later on in the show. I actually have some sports good news. I feel like a lot of nights, especially the past several months, we've been talking about coronavirus. We've been talking about social justice issues and all things that need to be top of mind for anybody who gives a damn about humanity. But ultimately, certain people and certain times, things can be a little bit down. So I'm going to bring on a friend of mine later on in the show. Her name is Hannah Teeter. She's actually doing some amazing work with the Special Olympics. She was just on the Titan Games. We're speaking of The Rock. The Rock hosts the show. So we're going to be chatting it up with Hannah Teeter about a lot of the great things that she is doing in the community. And speaking of the community, you can always find me on the social media community, okay? I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Everything is at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. And you already know the number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now, speaking of good things that folks do in the community, I would like to say LeBron James is on that list. And this isn't a time to go ahead and pat him on the back about all of his work in the community, whether it's his I Promise School, whether it's still being an advocate for folks who don't necessarily have a voice, even in this NBA bubble. But this is more so basketball related. We know the NBA and the bubble has been a success up until now. The season got started on July 30th. And let me tell you something, it's been fun to sit down in the middle of the day, in the middle of the afternoon, if you have a moment, and turn on some basketball. I've had an opportunity to put it on in the background. I saw a bunch of no-name behind Brooklyn Nets go out there and beat Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks, even though the Bucks, they basically took this as a scrimmage game. They weren't necessarily looking to play. And then we've seen some surprises as well. One of the first games back, we saw LeBron in the Lakers go down or actually go out and narrowly beat the Clippers. And then on Saturday, they lost to the Raptors. And depending on who you ask, it seemingly goes back and forth as to what team is the best in the West. Is it the Los Angeles Lakers or is it the Clippers? And depending on who you ask, you get a different response. Personally, I like LeBron James, and I also like Anthony Davis. I like the fact that they have showed some type of chemistry going 8-2 after the All-Star break. They look like they were on a roll, and they had an opportunity and chance to play together. Granted, both teams have had to deal with some changes. You got guys like Avery Bradley, who sat out. You bring in a Deion Waiters and a J.R. Smith. Each team now has a Morris twin, Markieff and Marcus. Things aren't easy. And then if you're asking me, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, they haven't established that chemistry yet. They're trying to build it as they go along. But last night while I was on air, the Lakers played Utah, and Anthony Davis pretty much came out and showed what type of player he is. Lakers won 116-108. And the stat line from Anthony Davis is just bananas. 42 points, 12 rebounds he goes out and has. He shot 4 of 8 from three-point land, 12 of 15 from the free throw line. 4 assists, he blocked a shot, and that's surprising because Anthony Davis, you know, with those go-go gadget arms, a lot of times he just blocks whatever he wants. And these are the type of games here and there that you can expect, you know, from Anthony Davis. He only had 14 against the Raptors. He had 34 against the Clippers. And then just prior to the shutdown for the month of March, Anthony Davis was averaging 30 points a game. He was averaging approximately 9 rebounds, a block and a half, an assist. Anthony Davis is moving, and he's also shooting 42% from three. That's what he was doing in the month of March before we had to go ahead and shut the league down. And LeBron James, you know, obviously he's appreciative. We know LeBron is trying to go out there and win his fourth NBA title. He's already very well accomplished in his own right, one of the best basketball players of all time. I think that he will be the guy to actually pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar if he can string together a few more seasons. I think that's pretty much a definite. And LeBron, he's pretty much said, you know what? He's proud of the team getting the number one seed, but he's also proud and happy to be playing with Anthony Davis. Listen to what LeBron James had to say about getting the number one seed.
It's a huge accomplishment for our franchise. You know, to know where we've been the last few years, you know, to be able to, you know that we're the number one seed in the West. We set out to do that from the beginning of the season, also being one of the best defensive teams, and it's a great accomplishment that we shouldn't overlook.
Nothing to be overlooked. And it's a good thing that we could even have this conversation because, shoot, if you asked me several months ago, I didn't know, you didn't know if we were even getting any basketball back. So it's good to see that the NBA looks like it's going to be on its way to crowning a champion. Now, when it comes down to Anthony Davis, the guy who decides to be like almost a 6'10", almost 7-foot freak of nature, this is what LeBron had to say about playing with Anthony Davis.
It's everything that I dreamed of. You know, I understand and I know the talent level that he possesses out on the floor, both on the interior and out on the perimeter. He's one of those unicorn type players that can do it all.
We know he can do it all. This is an advancement. Let's be real. Chris Bosh was a hell of a basketball player. And it's unfortunate he had to, you know, pretty much stop his career, or the Miami Heat decided to stop it for him because of the clotting that was going on in his body. That was the last thing that we needed to see, was an injury like that on the basketball floor. So his career, unfortunately, is over. But Chris Bosh, I feel, was on a Hall of Fame type trajectory. Even though, if you ask me, they let just about any Tom, Dick, and Harry into the Hall of Fame at this point in time. Chris Bosh was an amazing post player. Chris Bosh had post skills. Chris Bosh could go ahead and knock down an outside jumper. And then as he joined the Miami Heat with Dwayne Wade, he expanded out to the three-point line. You know, Chris Bosh, we've had plenty of forwards who would come and stop and pop. We had Big Smooth Sam Perkins on a few weeks ago. We've had plenty of players come down that line. Rick Smits. Chris Bosh is one of those players that's really helped expand it for a big man. But Anthony Davis has taken it to another level. Okay, and Chris Bosh, at certain points, he was a solid defender. But Anthony Davis is all world. Anthony Davis can go out and guard anybody. You know, Anthony Davis getting in a defensive stance in front of a guard is a nightmare. You don't want that. And as he's gotten older, he's even put on some more weight. He's not the string bean that he was when he came into the league. And the conversation is pretty much started about, you know, is Anthony Davis LeBron James' best teammate? You know, that's pretty much what's going on right now. When LeBron James says this guy is a unicorn, first thing that comes to my mind is the giant Kristaps Porzingis. And every time I see him, I'm like, I hope the toothpick doesn't break. But Anthony Davis, we know the issues with him have always been around durability. Is Anthony Davis going to fill out? Yes, he has. Is Anthony Davis going to play for a winning team? I mean, damn, he's on the Lakers. Why would he want to go anywhere else? And I don't know if I'm ready to say that he is LeBron's best teammate as of yet. We still have some things to figure out. But before we talk about that, I want you to hear what Anthony Davis had to say last night about his own 42-point performance.
I just try to come out the gates, you know, very aggressive, and the team kind of follows. You know, LeBron kind of does a great job of making sure that I get aggressive by throwing me the ball, you know, telling me to go. You know, but I think as a team, we came out very aggressive tonight. You know, I just try to come out, you know, very aggressive and just kind of lead the pack. And, you know, the rest of the guys did the same thing.
Listen, it is a blessing to play with a guy like LeBron James, who is 35 years old, is going to be 36 years old, unbelievably, in several months, and is still going out there getting you 25 points a game and hitting you with about 10 assists per game. This is the jackpot for Anthony Davis. This is the jackpot you can consider it to be for LeBron James. I mean, you think about some of the teammates that he's had. Yeah, when you are the best, you attract some of the best, and you play with amazing players. I mean, look. He didn't necessarily have the best relationship and rapport, especially at the onset with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving wanted to be the guy, and he didn't understand that, hey, LeBron James is the dude, and you're going to get your shine when he gets you the ball, and then you go to work. And we've seen Kyrie Irving hit big shots, and he's actually apologized to LeBron after the fact about his receptiveness to being his teammate and actually playing along with him. But obviously, if you want to talk about LeBron James' best teammate, we cannot talk about Anthony Davis at this point in time. I mean, you haven't won anything. What did you do? Nothing. Not a damn thing yet. You know, Anthony Davis claimed to fame, even though he's an amazing player, he could have been doing this out in New Orleans. He would have been losing. He wouldn't have somebody getting him the ball at this pace. He wouldn't have anything to play for. So Anthony Davis is also a beneficiary of playing with LeBron James. Let's call a spade here. There really is no debate. The best teammate that LeBron James ever played with, his name is Dwayne Wade. Okay, and shout-outs to Mr. Wade. I miss seeing him at the Turner Studios when I was on NBA TV before the world basically stopped. But Dwayne Wade is the best player that LeBron James has ever paired up with, okay? They won two titles together. Dwayne Wade is one of the most dynamic scorers in NBA history, and this is someone who did it without having the best jump shot in the world. He wasn't a shooter. He was a driver. Dwayne Wade was so much of a driver and commander of the basketball that early on in his career, it was debatable as to whether or not Dwayne Wade would last. I mean, he would go to the basket with reckless abandon. He would come falling down, and it seemed like every single play, Dwayne Wade was getting picked up and helped off of the floor. And as he got older, he got smart. His knees and his body certainly paid for it. But Dwayne Wade turned into a mid-range player. Dwayne Wade turned into someone who was strong as hell. Dwayne Wade turned into someone who was a defensive demon. Dwayne Wade turned into one of the best shooting guards in NBA history. He has three NBA titles to show for it. He has a finals MVP playing along Shaquille O'Neal, who basically said, "This is your show, young fella." And then he is going down as one of the greatest players ever. And I can go on and on about his accolades, whether it's the All-Star appearances, his scoring title. I mean, there's no doubt Dwayne Wade is one of the best ever. And Anthony Davis, you know, he has the potential, if you ask me. He has, you know, some more years in front of him to go and show that, you know, he is LeBron's best teammate. But for right now, he's not there. And let's really be honest. Anthony Davis is just hitting his stride as a player. Anthony Davis is just entering his prime. Anthony Davis just turned 27 years old. It's crazy to think he came out of Kentucky. He came into the league in 2012. The sky is the limit for what Anthony Davis can do. But I'll tell you this. I don't know how much longer LeBron James is going to play. I guess playing with someone like Anthony Davis is certainly a boon and a nice incentive to stick around. But if I'm LeBron James, I'm trying to keep running with Anthony Davis for a few more seasons. And if I'm Anthony Davis, you know what? Maybe if LeBron sticks around and they can play for another 3 years, maybe four max, we might be able to say Anthony Davis is LeBron James' best teammate ever. But for right now, when I have a full scope of everything that has happened, I'm going to say it's not Anthony Davis. So let's pretty much stop the talk about Anthony Davis being his best teammate ever because LeBron James decided to compliment the unicorn-type player in Anthony Davis. When you talk about LeBron James, when you talk about his best teammate, and he's had many all-stars helping him along the way, I'm going with Dwayne Wade. Simple, straightforward, there is no question at all. I want to open up the phone lines to you. You know, sans poor LeBron James with the scrubs he took to his first NBA Finals against the San Antonio Spurs, you know, he's had some solid teammates helping him along the way. You know, a Kevin Love, a Chris Bosh, a Kyrie Irving, a Dwayne Wade. Who has been LeBron James' best teammate? Where would you rank Anthony Davis in there? Does he have the potential to be LeBron James' best teammate ever? But for right now, I'm going to go where LeBron James has had the most success, and it was with his running mate in Dwayne Wade. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who is the best teammate that LeBron James has ever had? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday to you. The NBA bubble is rolling. The NBA bubble is a success. And LeBron James and Anthony Davis, or at least Anthony Davis and the Lakers, they clinched the number one seed in the West, and they're off to the races. You know, LeBron James basically said that Anthony Davis is the player that he has dreamed of playing with. And LeBron James has played with some amazing players. He's played with Chris Bosh. He has played with Kevin Love. He's played with Kyrie Irving. I mean, he's played with Dwayne Wade, Ray Allen. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's not a long list. And he has three titles to show for it. Is Anthony Davis the best player that LeBron James has ever played with? I say no. It's Dwayne Wade. When you think about the amount of time that they spent together and you think about what they accomplished, it's no doubt it's Dwayne Wade. They were in their prime. Dwayne Wade was in his prime and had to step aside. It may develop into Anthony Davis, and I certainly hope that we can see it. But who's been LeBron James' best teammate? It's no doubt. It's Dwayne Wade. The phone lines are open right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Okay, I'm not going to waste any time. Let's hit these phones and, you know, see who you think LeBron James' best teammate is. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Buffalo. David, you're on the CBS Sports Radio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go on ahead.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on tonight. I think there's no doubt Dwayne Wade was the best player that he ever played with, but I think the most important players that LeBron James ever played with were Ray Allen and Shane Battier, because you look at those Miami Heat teams, there was so much expectation, so much hype around that roster and, you know, how they came out with that entrance, you know, not one, not two, not three, all that stuff. But you got to have role players, you know, that are going to take less money. And Ray Allen hit that huge shot against the Spurs.
Yes.
When many of the fans had walked out. And Battier, to me, is a guy that, you know, is a glue guy in the locker room. He was a guy that could lock down a lot of players, you know, at guard and at forward. I think, to me, those are the two most important players he played with, because that was a time in LeBron's life. You talk to a lot of guys like a Bill Ryder, guys who covered LeBron. That was when LeBron really grew up and went from being a young guy to becoming a full-grown man in the NBA. So I'm interested to hear your thoughts on that, man, because this is a good topic.
Yeah, well, thank you, David. I appreciate you for calling up from Buffalo. Listen, there have been plenty of role players. You know, Shaquille O'Neal calls them the others. And I've had many conversations with Shaq, mostly where we, you know, playfully threaten each other, but mostly about basketball. And we know role players, every good team needs role players. This is the reality. Are we going to say the same thing about J.R. Smith and Dion Waiters if the Lakers should go forth and win an NBA title this season? Are we going to talk about how important a role player they were? And it's true. Yes, every team has solid role players, but not everybody is a unicorn. I'm glad you bring up Shane Battier and Ray Allen. Nobody's going to forget that shot. They were basically roping up and roping off of the arena floor when Ray Allen knocked down that three. It seemed like things were over. And the series kept going because of Ray Allen. So obviously you can't forget and omit the role players. But this is a league of stars. You know, nobody's going to think about Shane Battier, you know, when LeBron James is on NBA TV, you know, 15 and 20 years from now. People are going to be thinking about Dwayne Wade. People are going to think about Chris Bosh. People are going to be thinking about Anthony Davis. This is a league of stars. I mean, role players come a dime a dozen. And God bless all of the role players. They can still come in, play their role, and get paid handsomely. But there's a different level. And this isn't necessarily about, you know, what role player can come in and who can be solid and who can help win the team. We know that. I mean, shoot, I hear people jokingly say from time to time that Robert Horry, you know, Big Shot Bob is one of the greatest ever because of the rings that he has and the teams that he's helped win, whether you go from Houston to L.A. to San Antonio. I mean, Big Shot Bob, here he is. You want to talk about a glue guy, someone that can go out and help you win. Every team needs those. Every championship squad needs those. And you want to talk about glue guys. I mean, look, we had J.R. Smith, who had no idea the score, no idea what the shot and clock situation looked like. And we have a famous meme of LeBron James looking at him like, what the living hell are you doing? So we can talk about the good that role players do, and we can talk about the bad. And a lot of times, they're role players for a reason. It's because they cannot step into that star space. Maybe as a role player, your time was up. You know, I talk all the time, and yesterday we had a great conversation about someone like James Harden. I mean, he can have an MVP, he can have a scoring title, but is James Harden the type of player that is going to help you win? Is James Harden going to lead you to a title? You know, ultimately, I look at someone like James Harden, you know, there was a point in time where James Harden was that role player, was that sixth man playing along with Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. And I think if by the time James Harden is back to legitimately competing for an NBA title, James Harden might be that role player. He might be that microwave guy off the bench. Because role players, you know, they're not built. They're not the star of the show. You know, you could venture to say, we know who the star of the Los Angeles Lakers is. His name is LeBron James. But you might say the guy who is really doing the damage, and LeBron James might be the puppeteer of the situation, but it's Anthony Davis. What are the Los Angeles Lakers without Anthony Davis? What are the Lakers without LeBron? LeBron is the engine, but LeBron is basically pushing Anthony Davis towards greatness. And let's see if the Lakers can get there. So when LeBron James is saying that he has, super potential, when LeBron James is talking about Anthony Davis and saying, you know what, he is the best that he's played with, I don't think he's talking about as a teammate. I don't think he's talking about overall. I think he might be talking about overall skill set. Anthony Davis was a player who shot up out the sky and developed initially as a guard. We're talking about a guy and a young man out of Chicago who was short as hell and was able to get better and eventually sprouted up to almost 7 feet tall. That is that unicorn that LeBron James was referring to. That's what LeBron is talking about. But there's no doubt. Best teammate, best guy he's ever played with, toe-to-toe, bell-to-bell, whistle-to-whistle, it's Dwayne Wade. And I would love to see Anthony Davis develop into that player, because that means, you know, we probably got another Lakers championship. I wouldn't mind seeing that, not even from a Lakers fan. And that probably means that Anthony Davis has continued to develop into one of the greatest basketball players ever. And he certainly has the talent to do that for someone who is just entering his prime. Let's see what he can do. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of someone in his prime, I think there's a guy in the NFL who might have exited his prime and may have blown his opportunity. But there's a coach who thinks he might be worth a damn shot. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Ooh, we're talking about great players, folks who have great potential. LeBron James pretty much already stated that about Anthony Davis. Said he probably has, the most talented of anybody's played with. Let's see if Anthony Davis can go ahead and max out on it. And this is a great opportunity to remind you that the player of the week is brought to you by Grainger. Okay, obviously, it's Anthony Davis. Okay, I already told you Monday, 116-108 against the Jazz, 42 points, 12 of his 15 free throws, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. Davis is averaging just under 27 points and 10 rebounds a game for the entire season, and it seems that he is heating up. The Player of the Week was sponsored by Grainger. As you get back to business, Grainger is there to help. With supplies and solutions for every industry, safety recovery guidelines, 24/7 support, and more, Grainger.com/recovery. Go there, okay? Grainger, it's for the ones who get it done. And I told you, we've had some players, as I want to switch over to the NFL, we've had some players who, I don't know if you'd say they maxed out on their opportunity. I don't know if you could say that these players have maxed out on their physical talent, on their physical ability. And a lot of the issues have to stem from just their lives. And unfortunately, I'd say how they grew up off of the football field. It's amazing that they've even developed into this. And I'm talking about Antonio Brown, and I'm talking about Josh Gordon. You know, it was very well known, and I'll tell you this, it may not be well known to everybody in the general public, but there was a reason Antonio Brown was taken so low in the draft, that people were uncertain of his makeup. And then ultimately with the Steelers, we saw his talent went out. We saw him take Emmanuel Sanders' job. We saw Antonio Brown become one of the most dynamic NFL wide receivers ever. 7-time Pro Bowler, All-Pro, All-Decade Team. There's no doubt about anything that Antonio Brown is an awesome receiver. Can he still be an awesome receiver is a better question, especially now having almost played an or had to have been forced into an entire year off just because of his own issues. He's 32 years old. We know that he was just suspended for 8 games because of that NFL investigation of sexual misconduct. He retired and unretired, I guess, for the third time. And, you know, any team that decides to give Antonio Brown a job, you know, they're running the risk that he may, A, be suspended for more games, and then, B, that Antonio Brown may check out at any minute, at any moment in time. Those are the realities. And that's just Antonio Brown. Someone else who I don't want to necessarily say is in a similar spot, but substance abuse issues have just ravaged his career. He was one of the most talented wide receivers in the game, and that happens to be Josh Gordon. And, you know, he's had issues that he has documented, everything from Xanax to marijuana to codeine. Even in his early adolescent years, in his early teens, he was dealing with drug issues. And unfortunately, that's followed him into life as an NFL player. You know, Josh Gordon has been suspended at minimum, what, 5 times, 6 times? There was a point in time when he was with the Cleveland Browns that he missed 43 of 48 games just because of his suspensions. And you may not even remember or realize it. It was so quick last year. You know, he was able to go out and play 6 games for New England. He was able to go out and play, you know, 5 games for Seattle until he was suspended again. And this is the unfortunate part. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, how much money you throw at somebody or how much talent you have. Sometimes your past and your upbringing can follow you into your success. And sometimes it's difficult to shake. And I say it a lot. You know, I get a lot of callers who say, oh, well, they make so much money. Oh, they make so much money. Yeah, they do. But a lot of times money can exacerbate their problems. A lot of times money is the ultimate agitator for what ails them in life. And I think we've seen that with Antonio Brown. And we've also seen that with Josh Gordon. Now, their talent is so immense in the NFL. As much as I say it's a cutthroat business, it's also about results. You know, they don't get rid of guys who they think is going to help you win. You know, if they feel that they can replace you, there aren't too many players that are irreplaceable, they will. You know, even the great ones. You know, last night we talked about Aaron Rodgers and pretty much the pathway to him finding his way on up out of Green Bay. Those are the realities. But Josh Gordon and Antonio Brown, their talent is so immense that they're still getting looks. They're still getting opportunities. You know, even Antonio Brown, who went from the Steelers, burned that bridge, went to the Raiders, burned that bridge, went to the New England Patriots, just got stupid. And he's still likely to get another opportunity, whether it be with the Baltimore Ravens, where his cousin plays, or whether it is in Seattle, where he's also been seen working out with Russell Wilson, who's been an advocate to bringing him in. So it's crazy. So Pete Carroll, Seahawks coach, Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky and chewing bubblegum, Pete Carroll actually spoke about the possibility of the team signing Antonio Brown. Listen to this. Okay, we'll go ahead and get that ready for you. But Pete Carroll has been pretty much open to bringing anyone in. And when you think about the success that the Seattle Seahawks have had since Russell Wilson came into the fold, they have done nothing but win all throughout the way. Listen to what Pete Carroll had to say about AB.
John is competing at every turn. And there's never been a process, unless we just missed it, that we weren't involved with to understand what the chances were helping our club. And he's all over it. He knows what's going on right now and as much as you can. And it remains a, you know, it's a very complex situation. And we just need to see where it fits somewhere down the road. Not, you know, and that's all I got for you.
I mean, we've gone through the NFL and we have seen folks with violent pasts and histories still get jobs. So it's no surprise here that Antonio Brown is getting a look. That Antonio Brown, he's been, been giving, I want to say, the blessing by the team, by Russell Wilson, to even get a look? Because the reality is, if the team was not in favor, if Russell Wilson was not in favor of bringing in an Antonio Brown, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. It's really that simple. Russell Wilson has that much stroke. No, he's not the general manager. No, he's not Pete Carroll. No, it is not his football team. But when you've had the success that he has had, then there's no doubt that he has their blessing. And in the case of Josh Gordon, teams will continue to give him a shot, especially if they feel he can go out and compete. And Josh Gordon is not the player he was early on in his career. Josh Gordon is not an all-pro. He's not a pro bowler, but he is still more than a serviceable wide receiver to go out there. And I think the Seattle Seahawks are a perfect organization to bring in any player who might be having any type of issues. The Seahawks, they just win. Okay, and they've been able to basically recharge and restart up that entire team, that entire offense. I mean, this isn't the Legion of Boom-led defensive squad anymore. This isn't, let's give Marshawn the ball. This is Russell Wilson's football team. And he has young talent that he's been able to go out there and lead and never having a losing season. Guys like DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett and a running back like Chris Carson. This is Russell Wilson's team. And so when you have a talent like Antonio Brown, at this point, it's not difficult to say you either ship in, get in shape, or get out. Well, we ship you out. It's really that simple. There are very few teams that can go ahead and afford to take on a risk like an Antonio Brown, because that's what he is. He is a risk. This is the same dude who, after a victory, is in the locker room on Facebook Live. This is the same dude who months ago, was on Instagram Live, throwing, candy shaped as, I can't even say it, at his the mother of his children, just being belligerent. And it's nothing to even laugh at. It's unfortunate. That shows you where his mental space is and how he can go up and down and how he can be unpredictable. But talent always wins out in the NFL. And so I hope for his sake, I hope for Josh Gordon's sake, that regardless of where they end up as NFL players, that they can ultimately get their lives on track. Because it doesn't matter. The NFL is not going to care about Antonio Brown. The NFL is not going to care about Josh Gordon when they're out of the league. That's the reality. There's not going to be a spotlight. The world isn't going to care. Social media isn't going to be enough. What is that going to look like when those checks dry up and the notoriety does too? Because it's a damn shame to be known more so for your mistakes and your missteps than your talent. It's unfortunate when you are an athlete and your talent does not speak for you, but your actions away from the field, off of the court, do all of that. It's a wild space, and it's a wild world that we live in. And I mean, we've unfortunately had too many athletes who just come down the pipe and can't have that success because of issues that they've had growing up. And the NFL is really at the forefront, just for what you get prepared for, what you don't get prepared for. Nothing gets you ready for the beating that your body will take. You know, a lot of these players have been playing since, they were old enough to pull a flag or strap on pads and go through high school. And then you continually take a beating. And then you get thrown into the fire. You get thrown into the public. It's not easy. You know, we hear about Michael Irving's and his drug use. We hear about Josh Gordon and his drug use. And it doesn't matter. It's like any occupation. You know, it goes on. You are a cog. The NFL is a billion-dollar business. If you can't get the job done, then we will undoubtedly bring somebody in who can do it better than you, who can show up, who can be reliable, and then, we will use you until we can't use you anymore. So I think for Antonio Brown's sake, for Josh Gordon's sake, it's a good thing that they're getting this opportunity. It's a good thing that they're getting this look, because ultimately, this may be their last chance to help get them straight. They might actually appreciate the opportunity that they've had. This might be the wake-up call. And I think ultimately that's more important than any opportunity that they would get away from the field, just to have their eyes open as to what they've been missing or what they might ultimately miss if they can't get on the field. Because as most of you know, 29 is not old. 32 years old is not old at all. What do you do when you are a professional athlete? You have millions in the bank. Hopefully you still have millions in the bank. You've kind of screwed up what you've been best at, something that will allow you for future opportunities. What do you do when you have a life in front of you and you don't have a set future? You don't have set goals. You don't have opportunities that you can lay out. So I hope for Josh Gordon's sake, I hope for Antonio Brown's sake, that they can take advantage of these opportunities before they dry up. Because time flies and nobody's young forever. So good luck to them. Maybe they can latch on and maybe they can ultimately go ahead and change their lives. And when we come back from break, I want to talk to you about someone who understands that nothing lasts forever. Someone who understands that time is not always on your side. And he got a realization of that last year. His name is Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger is returning as Steelers QB. He's ready to go. And even though he's pushing 40, Big Ben Roethlisberger says he wants more Vince Lombardi trophies. It's a bold proclamation. I don't know if he's necessarily going to go ahead and get those with the Steelers. But, hey, he's still active. He's still playing. He is still looking to win. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about Big Ben Roethlisberger. Do you think he's actually going to win another championship with the Steelers? We'll talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.